The weather at Picton and Prince Edward County on Sunday was perfect for a triathlon, but this was no ordinary race. It was the County Kids of Steel Triathlon, open to ages 3 to 17, where 300 participants from far and wide competed by swimming, cycling, and running their age-specific courses. The location was packed with participants, their families, and community supporters, such as the Picton Volunteer Firefighters Association, and 140 volunteers guiding and cheering the kids on, making sure everyone and everything ran smoothly to the finish line. Organizer Paige Wentworth tells us more.
And who am I speaking with?
Paige Wentworth.
And you're one of the organizers here, Paige. Can you tell me about this event?
Oh, where to begin?
How many participants are there this year?
So this year we have 300 participants, which is 100 more than we had last year. The event started back in 2007 and ran all the way until 2019, until, of course, you know, the pandemic happened and it shut things down. And then a new group of organizers, myself and three other moms, decided that we wanted to reignite this amazing event for our own kids and for the community. So we just got together and organized it, and last year was our first year back.
Wow. And what's the age group of the children?
Yeah, so they race, technically it's 3 to 17, but because it goes by birth year, we actually have some 2-year-olds that race. Yeah, it's really cute.
And of course, they're all doing a 3-component race, right?
Yeah, so they start in the pool with a swim, and then they move on to the bike, which takes place on Millennium Trail, or for our wee little Mighty Minis, it's just in the parking lot here, and then they finish the race with a run.
And you expect this to happen again next year, I would imagine.
I mean, we brought it back to keep it going on an annual basis, so, yep.
And it's not just open to locals either. I've met a few people from everywhere, so.
We actually have people that come from, like, Toronto, Kingston, I think even Ottawa. Obviously, we love that it's a local event, and we have most of our participants are in the Quinte region, but we're open to all, so.
Right. And will there be prizes at the end of the races, or?
Every participant gets a medal as they come down the finisher chute. Everybody needs to celebrate that they just did something that was hard and that challenged themselves, and so that's really important to us. And then we also do acknowledge the top 3 finishers of each category in both male and female at the end of the race during our awards ceremonies. And then we have a couple special awards that we give out as well.
And what would those be?
So we have one called the Terry Lee Theakston Award. And that one's really special because it's named after one of the original organizers of this event. And shortly after they initiated this event, she passed of cancer. And so to kind of celebrate her and the beginning of this race, that award is given to an athlete who really demonstrates the spirit of the event. Sportsmanship, good energy, overcoming hard moments in the race, just those kinds of things. And so we have all our volunteers' eyes looking out on the course, and as captains, we look over those at the end of the race super quick, and we kind of go from there.
And how many volunteers do you have?
Well, we had 140 volunteers, I believe, give or take. Most of those are on site today. Some of those were set up yesterday. And it's a huge production.
It looks like it. Do you have anything else to add?
Yes, I mean, this event would literally not be possible without all of the community support, and that goes beyond just our athletes and their parents. Like, that's obviously a huge part. We need you to sign up for the race, but to get this race even to be set up and possible to run, our sponsors, our donors, our community partners have been fundamental. The amount of support we've received from them and how generous they are with, like, giving all their goods and services and time is truly amazing.
And a proud mom adds this.
You have children in this competition?
Yeah, my 8-year-old son is in the race to go right now.
Right, so I won't keep it very long.
No, it's all good.
Has he done it before?
Nope, this is his first year, but he has a lot of friends that are in his heat, so he's pretty excited, a little bit nervous, but I think it's a really good experience.
Yep, and where are you from?
We are from Corbyville.
Right, and how did you find out about this?
So, ironically enough, Laura Hilmy, who is one of the organizers, she's my sister-in-law.
Oh, wow.
So we are tied to this pretty closely as a family, and experience and brings the community together.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.